Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 17. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." I really love the casual nature of the conversation amongst the shepherds, because there's been all this supernatural sensation and divine drama unfolding in front of them. One minute they're just keeping watch over their sheep, and then the next minute there's an angel in front of them telling them important news. The glory floodlights get switched on, and suddenly there are angelic beings as far as the eye can see making even further declarations to them. There is a lot going on here, and it all happens so suddenly. It's not like they were mentally or spiritually prepared for what was going to happen. One minute there was nothing, then there was everything, and then nothing again. I don't know about you, but I really love the moments when God turns the everything on. The moments when he comes close, when the encounter happens and the presence is tangibly found and known and experienced. But the moments that I think are the most awkward are the moments when the glory floodlights get turned off and the divine seems to pull back and you return to the nothing again. When the God stuff is on full display, it is amazing, and you want to live in that moment forever. You want to take it all in and for that place and space to be your forever definition. But inevitably there comes the moment when the curtains swing back into place and the otherworldly stuff pulls back and you're back in reality again. And it can feel quite awkward there. I guess when you journey through this passage and look like we are, taking it in bite-sized chunks, in this verse-by-verse approach, you kind of get hit with the starkness of sentences and phrases like the one which says, "The angels left them and went back to heaven." This must have been a bit of a come down. The heavens opened up, God was on full dazzling display, and then the heavens closed and the darkness of reality swept back into its place. We've all been there. Sometimes the lowest lows come after the highest highs. Often, the deep valley experiences happen straight after the mountaintops. Straight after those times where we've been somewhere special and we've seen God doing some stuff and we've encountered things that are breathtaking and miraculous. And in those moments and seasons, it can feel like you're walking on air. It's euphoric, it's life-giving, it's joy-filled and hope-inducing. But inevitably, there comes that moment when the curtain comes down on that encounter and the season comes to a close and you hit the earth with a bit of a bang. That's where the shepherds were. The angels left and went back to heaven. What we don't read is that the shepherds spent the rest of the night then and the days ahead praying for the heavens to open back up again. It doesn't say that they said, "Right lads, same place, same time, tomorrow night, let's get together and do it all again." They didn't seek to build a machine or monument around the encounter. They sought instead to explore the revelation that the encounter brought to them. And here's how it happened. They talked it over. It says the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has told us about." When we read this statement, we read this almost as the sum total of the conversation, almost as though all at once in unison they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem." Whereas I think it's more than likely that they spent time talking over what had just happened, spent time chatting about what it meant, and then made a decision as to how this encounter was going to impact the journey that they made from that moment onwards. Here is the lesson for us when it comes to living outside the encounter. When God moves, revelation flows and the experiences found, he does much within our lives that is intended to shape us and transform us. That's the point of encounter. That's what happens when he deposits revelation within us. The important thing is what happens when real life sweeps back into place and reality resumes. In those moments, it is crucial that we pause and recalibrate, that we take time to process what has happened and make a decision about how this encounter and revelation is going to shape our onward journey, and then commit our everything to living and exploring such a decision. Sadly, all too often we come out of encounter and revelation moments and instantly seek to find them again. We look for another divine hit, another spiritual fix. Now, hear heart here, I do think faith is meant to be experiential and not merely academic. I personally have given my whole life in ministry to help others discover the reality of God and the life-changing encounter with his presence, which I do believe can be normative. But we must learn how to live real life alongside this. And we must learn to explore and step into the revelation of God that the encounters carry. After the experience ended for the shepherds, they talked it over. They chatted it out, they processed what had happened and almost formed an action plan as a result. It can be helpful to build into our lives and our approaches the mechanisms that help us to process what it is that God is saying and what it is that he's doing in our lives, and the things that help us to put into practice what it is that God is asking us to step into. This can range from accountability partnerships to small groups, and can exist in friendships as well as in more formal arrangements. Those aspects, those approaches that allow us to transition from revelation into action and that help us to take steps to explore what God is doing. It strikes me that when we do that, when we learn to handle revelation and encounter, well, that's when God opens up the door to more. For example, the shepherds have had this angels from the realms of glory encounter that is filled with these declarations and packed full of revelation. And as the encounter ends, they pause, calibrate, process what has happened, and then make an action plan to explore and put into practice what they have just discovered. And the result of that is that they find themselves in the presence of Emmanuel. They find themselves encountering the King of Kings and the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth. When they took the steps to be shaped by the encounter, when they took the moment to stop and process the encounter and allow it to shape their journey, well, it led them into an even deeper encounter. Today, pause. Have a think. What's the action plan that you need to put in place? What is it that God has deposited in you, spoken to you, revealed to you? What are the steps that you need to take to explore that and to step into it? When we learn to handle revelation and encounter well, it opens up the door for more. Today, take the steps to journey into your more.
Receive not in part, but the fullness of who. Oh, I need more of you.